Northern California church helps wildfire evacuees returning home. Sunday is just a refuge. By Ethan Lettman on September 19, 2022. A Northern California church is helping evacuees of the Mosquito wildfire with any necessities they may need as thousands begin to return home. While many evacuees have not been able to return home for 10 days or more, some noted they are finding refuge at Destiny Christian Church in Rocklin, Fox 40 reported. Sunday is just a refuge. This is by far the greatest family here, I believe, said Barry Graff, who evacuated home over 10 days ago with his wife, Sharon. Not only has the church comforted those without a place to return to, but have also provided basic necessities to evacuees in need. One family, a single mother and her children who were forced to leave their home, was provided clothes, gas, and food by the church, according to Pastor Greg Farrington. But perhaps the most important necessity that the church is providing to evacuees is prayer. Right now, I pray peace for every family member, every family, everybody that's been displaced by this fire, Farrington prayed on Sunday. Farrington is glad that the church has been able to serve evacuees who may be worried about the situation they are returning home to. We love our city and we are blessed to be a blessing. We want to come alongside people who've been devastated, maybe are stressed out and worried, the pastor noted. Destiny Christian Church has also provided an information section on its website for anyone who wishes to donate to help wildfire victims. The Mosquito Fire, which started on September 6 east of Sacramento, has risen to a 38% containment level as the fire is approximately 74,748 acres in size, according to California fire officials. Authorities say that 78 structures have been destroyed, 13 have been damaged, and 9,236 remain threatened. The outlook for further containing the fire remains optimistic as cooler temperatures, precipitation, and humidity recovery have recently occurred in the area. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.